Good morning. Good to see you all this morning. It's been some time since I brought a lesson, and as I was thinking about that yesterday and working on my lesson, I thought about some songs that had to do with time, which I don't know why I thought about that, but one of them was Time Marches On, Time Has Come Today, Time May Change Me, But I Can't Change Time, Time Is On My Side, If I Could Turn Back Time, Too Much Time On My Hands. That's what happens when you retire, I think. Time Won't Let Me. There's a song in our songbook that says, time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We know that we cannot physically hold to God's hand, but we can draw closer to God through His inspired word. Transition implies process of changing, and we certainly live in a changing world today. But that can be said of every generation. Every generation is smarter than the generation before. There are many new ideas that come out every generation. We see changes in technology. Think iPhones. Almost every year they come out with a new iPhone, and Kyle has to buy another brand new one every year. Of course, it's paid for by work, I'm sure. They have electric vehicles are big things now. We have unmanned aircraft that are capable of taking out enemy objectives. We have smart homes, AI, which some people call aggravating intelligence. Medical changes. Think about robotic surgeries, advances in medicine. When I had my knees replaced, it was 45 minutes I was in surgery with each knee. I find that amazing, and that wasn't robotic surgery. I kind of wish it would have been robotic surgery, because when they were doing my second knee, I woke up and I said, man, it sounds like somebody's beating on something with a hammer. And I went right back to sleep. And I asked the doctor about that in recovery. He said, well, sometimes we have to kind of encourage those joints to go in. And I thought, well, you were doing a good job at that. You encouraged it very well. I think that's a knee that I'm still having some aches and pains from, but not sure. We have advances in medicine for sure. You only have to watch TV for a few minutes and you'll see multiple commercials about the latest and greatest new drug that nobody can pronounce the technical name for. And they give you all of the benefits, which usually are outweighed by all of the side effects from those medicines. We see economy change. Look at new vehicle prices. Trucks are now $50,000 to $80,000. Cars are averaging $35,000 to $50,000. Cost of living changes, food prices. I'm sure Jared could give us some information on the housing market right now. But what I want to talk about today in part is truth. Some truths never change. Some, for instance, don't change at all, like death still comes to everyone. Hebrews 9:27 says, is it appointed unto men once to die, but after this a judgment? The majority of people, if you're not a politician, still have to pay taxes. The most important truths that never change are the truths from God's Word. That's what I want to focus on today. Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know if we get that concept or not, that He's never changed. He's always been the same. He's the same now, and He'll always be the same. Mark 13:31 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. They're not changing either. God's word is never going to change. It's going to remain constant, just like it is. John 20:31 says, these are written. If you go back to 30, it says, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. Galatians 1:8 through 12 says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which I preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Has your belief in Jesus Christ changed? Do you still firmly cling to the inspired Word of God? Has the world influenced your belief? Do you spend more time on worldly things than you do on spiritual things? Do you rely on technology more than you rely on the Word of God? is Matthew 6:19-21, describing you. But lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And 1 Peter 3 says, But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is within you, with meekness and fear. Has anyone ever asked you that? They come up to you and say, Could you tell me the hope that's within you? Could you explain that to me? If anybody's asked you that, how did you answer them when they asked you that? Consider the questions I'm about to ask you and see what you would say to anyone that asks you these questions. How will you answer these questions? Question number one, do you believe unequivocally in the authority of the Holy Scriptures in all matters pertaining to faith? 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Question two, do we believe that there is only one true God, and this God is one essence and three in person, namely the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Ephesians 4:4-6. Question number three, do we believe that God the Father created and continues to uphold the universe by and through His Son? Genesis 1:1, Malachi 2:10, John 1:3, Acts 17:24, Hebrews 1:2, Colossians 1:16-17. Do we believe, question four, do we believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and the sole mediator between God and man? Matthew 3:16-17, 1 Timothy 2:5, Hebrews 9:15, and 1 John 4:14. Question 5. Do we believe that the Holy Spirit has revealed the will of God to mankind through the Bible, that this revelation is complete, and hence that revelation through signs, wonders, prophecies, and other miraculous gifts have ceased? John 5:36, 14:26, 20:28-29, Acts 1:15-26, 2:1-4, 6:5-8, 8:14-19, Romans 1:11, 1 Corinthians 13, Galatians 1, 2 Peter 1, and other verses I've got down here. Number 6, do we believe in the complete deity and humanity of Christ incarnate? Colossians 2:8-9, Philippians 2:5-11, His virgin birth, Matthew 1:23, His sinless life, 2 Corinthians 5:21, 1 Peter 2:2, Hebrews 4:15, His miracles, Acts 2:22, His vicarious and propitiatory sacrifice, Romans 3:23-26, 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, His bodily resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15:20, His ascension to the right hand of the Father, Mark 16:19, Acts 7:55, 1 Peter 3:22, His present rule as head of the church, Ephesians 5:23, Colossians 1:18, and His personal return in power and glory on the final day, Matthew 16:27, Acts 1:10-11, and 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. Number 7, do we believe Jesus' resurrection to be the focal point of all history and the principal reality in the lives of all believers? Acts 2:24, Romans 6:4, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, 12-9, 56, 57, and 1 Peter 1:3. Number 8, do we believe that salvation is open to all people who avail themselves to God's grace through an obedient faith in Christ? Ephesians 2:8, James 2:14-26, 1 John 2:3-6. Do you believe obedient faith must include belief in God and His Word? Mark 16:16, Acts 16:31, Romans 1:16, 10:17, 1 Corinthians 1:21. Do you believe repentance from sin, baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and a life of growing consecration and dedication? Galatians 5:16, Ephesians 4:11-16, 1 Peter 2, 1 through 3, 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. Number 9, do we believe that Christian baptism is a full immersion of a believer in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Number 10, do we believe the church is Christ's body of baptized believers on earth? Acts 2, 41 and verses following. Number 11, do we believe the Lord's Supper is a commemoration of Christ's death until he comes? Do we believe the Lord's Supper should be observed every first day of the week and only the first day of the week and should be preceded by solemn self-examination? Acts 20, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 17, and 11, 23 through 29. Question number 12. Do we believe that baptism and the Lord's Supper should be observed and administered until the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Matthew 28, 18 through 20. 1 Corinthians 11, 26. Number 13, do we believe that psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs should be sung without the accompaniment of musical instrument as his people gather for worship? Ephesians 5, 19, Colossians 3, 16. Number 14, do we believe that all elders, deacons, preachers, teachers, and those leading worship should meet the qualifications outlined in Scripture as they fill their respective roles? Acts 14:23, Ephesians 4:11 through 16, 1 Timothy 3:1 through 13, and Titus 1:5 through 9. Do we believe that men and women have uniquely different but equally important roles to play in the church? 1 Timothy 2:11 through 12, and Titus 2:1 through 6. Number 16, not too many more to go. Do we believe that all people will be resurrected to receive either eternal reward in heaven or eternal punishment in hell? Matthew 25, 31 through 46, John 5, 28 and 29, Revelation 20, 12 through 15, and 21, 7 through 8. 17, do we believe that all followers of Christ should endeavor to demonstrate moral purity and exemplary behavior in every facet of their lives in accordance with the Scriptures? Galatians 5, 16 through 26, Hebrews 5, 12, Hebrews 6, 12, 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2, 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11, and 1 John 1, 5 through 2, 5. Number 18, do we believe in the unity of believers in Jesus Christ with spiritual equality across national, ethnic, sex, age, and class differences? Acts 10, 34 and 5, Romans 2, 11 and 12, Galatians 3, 26 through 29, Ephesians 6, 5 through 9, 1 Timothy 4, 12, 5, 1, and verse 21 in James 2, 1 through 9. Number 19, do we believe that marriage is exclusively between one man and one woman? Matthew 19, 4 through 6. And number 20, do we believe that any sexual activity outside the marriage relationship is immoral? For instance, fornication or adultery according to the Scripture. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, 2 Corinthians 12, 21, Ephesians 5, 5, Colossians 3, 5, 1 Thessalonians 4, 3, 1 Timothy 1, 10, and Jude 7. So where do we stand? Do you examine yourselves whether you be in the faith? Do you prove your own selves? Do you know not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you except you be reprobates? 2 Corinthians 13, 5. Do you study to show yourselves approved unto God as workmen that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? 2 Timothy 2, 15. Remember the words of Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4, 13 through 16 gives us words of encouragement as we close this lesson. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we were, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My hope is that you might think on these things and draw closer to God and His Word as you ponder your path to eternity, as you dwell in this earthly tabernacle. If you need to obey the gospel or repent of your sins, you have that opportunity now as we stand and sing the song that was selected to encourage you while you have the breath of life in you, for we have no promise of tomorrow. Thank you.